For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. Montreal police are investigating after a father and his two children were found dead in a home in the borough of Mercier-Hochelaga-Maisonneuve. The children, a 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl, were discovered by their mother as she returned home from work on Tuesday, October 22nd. Investigators believe the father killed his children before taking his own life. Sources say there were signs of violence on the children's bodies. An autopsy report will be conducted to confirm the cause of the deaths.
And two Canadians in Alberta and Saskatchewan know that you are an essential part of our great country. I've heard your frustration, and I want to be there to support you. Let us all work hard to bring our country together.
In his victory speech, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau addressed Alberta and Saskatchewan, where some residents are calling for separation. The Alberta separatist movement Wexit has grown in popularity on social media after the Liberals won a minority government. Wexit is calling for the separation of Western Canada from the rest of the country. The separation movement is expected to heat up as feelings of anger and alienation are mounting, according to political analysts in Mount Royal University. The mayors of Edmonton and Calgary hope that the federal government will work with them on issues that are important to the cities. In international news, thousands of protesters in Lebanon are demonstrating for a sixth consecutive day, despite emergency reforms announced by the Prime Minister. According to Al Jazeera, demonstrations in Lebanon began last week over the government's plan to impose new taxes, but have since widened into calls for the entire political class to step down. The protests have been spontaneous, lacking leadership or organization, and remarkably devoid of sectarian tinge. Despite the reforms, the government could not contain the anger of a population that is tired of economic stagnation, corruption, and a lack of basic public services. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.